This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial's set correctly, too. USAPrepares.com. Thank you for being with us in class today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen as you travel, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Kyle's engineering the broadcast at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. I'm delighted to be broadcasting today with Dr. Emil DeToffel. And his website, lessemf.com, lessemf, electromagnetic frequencies, lessemf.com. This is part two in the series, and we're talking about the dangers of electromagnetic radiation, how you can determine how strong they are, which equipment you should consider using, possibly buying, and what you need to tell your friends and family about the dangers. And we're going to talk about smart meters. And why is this happening? Because right down the road from us in Missouri, the city of Poplar Bluff is very actively interested in deploying more electromagnetic radiation in the village via smart meters. Welcome, Dr. Emil DeToffel.
Hi, good morning, Vincent.
Thank you so much for being with us and sharing your expertise and medical information. Dr. DeToffel, we have some instructors, senior instructors such as you, who are dentists as well, and they study medicine. They study medicine. They need to know the body. They need to know what could go wrong. And they are concerned as well as you are about the electromagnetic radiation. So when we talk about this, are we also talking about this from a medical perspective, the damage that these frequencies can do to the body during this broadcast? Is that what we're going to be doing as well?
Well, I hadn't planned to, but we certainly can, because the electromagnetic fields have there's a number of issues with exposure to electromagnetic fields, including the health effects on our bodies, on our children's bodies, on future generations' health as well as issues with security, issues with electromagnetic interference between equipment, identity theft, and so on. So, I mean, there's a number of issues why electromagnetic fields can be a problem. But if you like, we can talk about some of the health effects, some of the studies that have been done demonstrating the health effects. We touched on it last week when we spoke, but we can certainly talk some more about it today.
Okay. I was reading, let's start with that. I was reading an article on the internet yesterday, and it appears that, according to the Associated Press, that a court in Italy found in favor of an employee who used a cell phone for 3 hours a day, and this person developed a brain tumor. And the court said, yeah, this is it. It ties the electromagnetic radiation, the microwave radiation coming from that little tiny cell phone that he had next to his head. He used it 3 hours a day, and he said, well, you know what? 3 hours, that's a lot. That's a lot. Maybe, you know, you shouldn't use it so much, and maybe 1 hour a day would have been better. The bottom line is he got a brain tumor. And the precedent has been set. And yes, it has been linked to these frequencies have been now linked in court to brain tumors. And we've been saying this for years, that You know, you can kill yourself slowly. You can cook your hot dog on very low power in the microwave oven, just put it there and sit on low, 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 and it might take an hour to cook it, but it'll still cook it. Or you can set it on high and cook it in a minute. Isn't that what we're talking about? The cumulative dosage and the amount of the dosage makes it more and more dangerous. The greater the dosage, the intensity plus the longer the duration, the worse it is for us?
Well, the damage is certainly cumulative, and the longer that you have exposure for, the more health effects you're going to have. But keep in mind that it's not just the cooking effect, what we call the thermal effect, that's causing the damage. We see damage at exposure levels that are well below the amount of energy needed to raise the temperature of the cells. So I don't want listeners to, it might sound like a subtle difference, but you don't have to wait until your head is hot in order to have damage. It's the point that I want to make here. Damage occurs at extremely low levels of radio frequency exposure, damage to the cell membrane, damage to the DNA, damage to the mitochondria, and then damage to organs and accumulations of cells as well, the communication between cells, the sheath around the nerve cells that controls how well the nerves will conduct, the blood-brain barrier, which keeps toxins from reaching the brain. So all of these things can be affected by exposure levels that are way, way, way below the amount needed to actually heat the tissue. It's called subthermal or non-thermal effects.
When I was a computer consultant back in the Commonwealth of Virginia, back in the 90s, there were a number of schools that used our services, and I absolutely positively refused to install wireless communications for computers back then. I said that, you know, within the buildings. And I said that the reason is, if you take a 50 milliwatt notebook computer, and you just set it on a student's desk, and then right next to that student is another student's desk with another 50 milliwatt transmitter, then you hook up an access point in the middle of the classroom, then you have a wireless printer, and now these things are all chattering, talking back and forth, and the students are in there for, let's say, an hour. But the teacher who runs that classroom is probably in there darn most of the day. And I felt that that chamber that the students were in, which was a flat-roofed building with steel decking, so there was a steel, it was like a microwave oven. It was like a big microwave oven with a door that the students entered and exited the classroom. And there was aluminum framing on the windows, so there's plenty of metal, plenty of reflective surfaces. And so these frequencies would be running around the room and ricocheting off these surfaces. And I thought that this is just more than any student should be subjected to. And I said that in 15 years we'll be reading about cancers from these things. And people laughed at me. And so I said, well, look at it this way. Just look at it from the perspective of cost. Look at the notebook computers. How much do they cost compared to a desktop? They cost more. And how do you power them? You still have to have wires to power these notebook computers because the batteries go dead after an hour anyway. So if you're going to have wires, why not just run 350 megabits per second with wire to a desktop computer around the room that runs and runs and runs and won't fall off the desk? Just from an economic standpoint. And finally, you know, they agreed that they could have faster, less expensive, more durable computers, and that the notebooks on top of the desk were just a bad idea. And they didn't do it. But only one school district I know avoided wireless computing. Do you think that was the right move or not the right move for
That was a tremendous amount of foresight that you had, given that the popularity of this issue was much less 10 or 15 years ago. So, yeah, no, you are absolutely right in that, and it's still true today. I don't know why they insist on making classrooms wireless with the wireless whiteboards and, of course, the notebooks and tablets that the students are required to have to bring. And as you point out, the number of them, it could be 10 or 15 or 20 of these devices in a single room. I had the opportunity to visit a campus of an all-girls high school not far from where we are here in Albany. And as we were visiting there, we took a tour of the dormitories. And even in the dormitories, of course, they were providing Wi-Fi so that the students could do their homework on their laptops in the dorm. And I was shocked to find out that they had put Wi-Fi nodes in each dorm room, and not even on the ceiling. They put it on the wall at the height of the bed. And in one, the students were able to configure the room the way they liked. And one of them had put their bed immediately against this Wi-Fi node. So this student was getting exposure 24/7. As long as they were in that room, and especially if they were in that bed, they were getting a very intense microwave exposure. When I pointed it out, of course, the student wasn't there in the room at the time, but they looked at me with confusion, like, why is that a problem? There was absolutely no awareness that this is an issue. So that you brought it up as a safer alternative, as a lower cost alternative, as a more secure alternative, as a faster connection, all of those points are valid. There's just no reason to have wireless in the classroom. No reason.
Let me share a story with you. Let me share a story with you that dovetails. One of our instructors, a senior instructor, his name is Bert Bertonis. He's in California. He's a patent holder. He's a radio frequency engineer. I've known Bert Bertonis for a long time. And he gets hired by the telecommunications companies to solve problems. He's an expert witness. And he, as a designer, he knows how this equipment works. So he was called in to do a study because there was a college campus that had a dormitory, very much like you're talking about. And this college campus, the Wi-Fi didn't work. And so they brought in a company to design and install the Wi-Fi system for this dormitory. And it just didn't work worth a darn. And what happened is it was a multi-story dormitory. Let's say seven stories, for example. And a person, a student, would try to hop on Wi-Fi in the dormitory room and on floor number one and connect to another floor. So you wouldn't necessarily be connecting to the hotspot, the Wi-Fi access point, in your local area. It would be up the building, down the building, somewhere, but not necessarily the closest one to you. So what he did was before he got involved, they brought the company back in, and they kept tweaking, and it didn't make it any better. So they brought him in, and he looked at it, and he looked at what they did. Their solution was, if you couldn't get access to the access point closest to you, the Wi-Fi router, they would turn up the intensity. They would turn up the transmission level so that it would transmit a stronger and stronger and stronger signal. And the point was, the signals were so strong, they were interacting with each other, and hardly anybody could get on. But the electromagnetic radiation was way worse than it should have been. What he did was he went into the routers and he said, okay, if we can set it from 1 to 100, and 100 being the most intense signal, let's bring it down to 10. He brought them all down, and it worked great. But still, all the students were being blasted at a lower level, but yet they were still being blasted. So implementation is very important. We'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctor reminders for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Emil DeTopoulos with us, and his website is lessemf.com. Dr. DeTopoulos, you know, when you go to the dentist, I've never heard a dentist say to me, "Hey, Vinny, we're having a special. I can get you three x-rays, you know, instead of one. So why don't we just do three or four? As a matter of fact, why don't we do a lot more?" Your website is less EMF, less electromagnetic frequencies, rather than more, right?
Yes, that's right. No, I don't think you'd see a dentist advocating for more x-rays. The less the better.
And the reason for that is it's dangerous, right? There's dangerous.
Some danger associated with exposure to x-rays. That's right. I mean, there's some benefit as well in terms of the information mm-hmm. gained so that the dentist can do the appropriate treatment. And mm-hmm. so it's a trade-off like so many things. You know, taking high blood pressure medications is dangerous. You're watching all the ads on TV. Every one of them lists the danger of taking any given medication. But there's also, you know, hopefully some benefits to doing it. In the mm-hmm. case of, you know, electromagnetic fields from our Wi-Fi and cell phones and so on, there's obviously a benefit, the convenience of having a wireless device and all that goes with that. But what's not described are the dangers. You know, the Surgeon General's warning that's on the side of the cigarette pack is very buried very deeply in your cell phone literature and not present at all in your Wi-Fi literature. So there's a skewing of the information that the public has, as well that there's some confusion in the literature, certainly in the press, when scientific literature becomes available about the health effects of electromagnetic fields, like we talked about last time, where some of it will come out and say, yes, we've associated brain tumors with exposure to cell phones, for example. And then another study will come out and say, well, it's inconclusive. We weren't able to determine if there was a correlation. And, you know, I don't know how many studies you need to have that show that there is a correlation before people stop thinking there's a controversy. Just because some studies are not finding it, they may be looking in the wrong place or looking in the wrong way at the data to come up with their conclusions. So, you know, in my way of thinking, if you have one study that shows, yes, there's a correlation, then it doesn't matter how many studies didn't find it. They weren't looking in the right way, and this one study did look in the right way. I mean, you can't find something that isn't there. You know, so if someone finds it, it's there.
You know, there are people who, and I'm one of them, who believes that the microwave frequencies that have been increasing at increasing rates throughout the United States are responsible for the bee colony collapse, that they're gone. The birds that used to sit on the power lines back in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, and they'd be there by the thousands, they're not here. I live in the middle of nowhere, and there should be lots and lots of these birds and bees. And our neighbor found a couple bees in his yard. He lives about a mile away, and he was, like, so excited because he found a few. I'm not talking about a handful. I'm talking about a few, you know, trace evidence of bees. And we need bees for pollination. And I think that correct me if I'm wrong, but I did a little bit of research about the length of the bee antennas on their heads, and it is a portion of the wavelength of microwave frequencies in the, you know, 2 to 3 gigahertz band. Is that something that you're concerned with as well, that bees are getting confused because they're picking up in their physical bodily biological antennas on top of their heads, they're getting confused, and this is so disruptive to them that they're leaving, they're just getting out of there, going someplace else?
There's definitely been some research associated with the effect of electromagnetic fields on bees. Unfortunately, it's a complicated issue because there's pesticides, there's other biological agents, other insects, parasites, I guess is what you call them, that are affecting the bees. So there's multiple factors affecting the bees. The electromagnetic field issue, to my understanding, is causing disorientation amongst the bees so that they can't
Yes.
find the pollen or can't find their way back to the hive. Or, you know, they have scout bees who go out and find the stuff and come back and report to the hive which way to go. They have a certain bee dance that they do. And the electromagnetic field exposure is preventing the bees from orienting themselves or navigating to the pollen. And so as a result, they're not as productive. They can't find the pollen. They can't find their way back. And the colony then starts to collapse. Not so much as a direct result, oh, the bees are being killed by electromagnetic fields, but now they're not being as productive.
Imagine us trying to find our way around town today without our smartphones, without our GPS systems being totally lost. Imagine what that would be like. That's kind of like what we're talking about. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
class senior USA Prepares instructor, Dr. Emil DeToffel, is with us. Retired dentist. We're talking about electromagnetic radiation. Dr. DeToffel, yesterday I happened to be in the city of Springfield, Missouri. Just before that, I was in the state capitol, and I noticed these apartment buildings. And some of the apartment buildings are brick. Some of them are made out of frame with vinyl siding. And on the side of the apartment buildings, I saw something that was really alarming to me. And that is, for the convenience of the previous meter readers, the ones who would be closest to the street to read the meters for these apartment complexes, they would have these panels of meters all lined up in a matrix. Yesterday I saw an array of 3 meters wide by 6 meters tall, two of those sets side by side. So 3 by 6 is 18, and 18 is 36. So 36 smart meters all in a package right on the outside wall of a vinyl-sided apartment building. And the other side of the wall would be an apartment. So when you look at that, you look at businesses, you look at these strip malls where they have all these meters in one place, you know, at the end of the strip mall or, you know, in a convenient location to be read before they became smart meters. We have a lot of electromagnetic radiation concentrated in a small area. Is that correct or am I confused?
No, that's absolutely correct. The analogy is the same as the classroom, having one laptop or 20 laptops. Here you have one smart meter or, in this case, 36 smart meters, all of them transmitting, usually, depending on the system that they're using, usually they're transmitting 24/7, maybe every 6 seconds or every 15 seconds, sending out a very intense burst of microwave radiation, and then there'll be a quiet period. It's not clear to me if all of the meters are synced so that they're all bursting at the same instant and then quiet, or if they're bursting on a different schedule so that you essentially have a constant burst coming out. Given that there's 36 of them doing it, I don't know. You'd have to check with a meter. But I sure would not want to be the occupant of that apartment that's immediately behind that, or maybe anywhere in the vicinity, given that the intensity of that radiation is such that it can easily be measured at quite a distance. And we, because of the work we do, we've heard from people from all over the country who, when one smart meter was installed on their home, they immediately had a biological reaction to it. They couldn't sleep, they couldn't concentrate, loss of appetite, headaches, and so on. So 36 of them all at once would be an overwhelming amount of, and dangerous, in my opinion, amount of radiation. That's a bad situation. And I would guess that no steps whatsoever were taken to provide some degree of shielding for the occupant of that apartment. Which is really a shame, because it wouldn't be that hard to do.
I would have to absolutely agree with you. I'm looking at a website. It's called greentechmedia.com, and this post was from October 27th, 2009, 8 years ago. It says the Department of Energy on Tuesday named 100 smart grid projects winners of $3.4 billion in stimulus. Now, that's half. So it's matching grant. $3.4 billion comes out of our wallets and gets given to companies who want to deploy these smart meters, so they get paid half of it by with our tax dollars. Now, here's what happened. So who gets it? Well, the first winner was Baltimore Gas and Electric, then Florida Power and Light. Now, a million smart meters for Miami, a million. Funded projects are expected to install 1.8 million meters over the coming years. That would be in the Florida area. It goes on and on to say how this is great news, great jobs. We're going to have these smart meters everywhere. So where are they going? Well, according to this post, projects in Arizona, Connecticut, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Missouri, North Carolina, Nevada, Oklahoma, and Wyoming, as well as Washington, District of Criminals, are all involved in deploying these smart meters. And it's billions, it's $6.8 billion total. And so the Department of Revenue is running this. Whirlpool jumps on, and they are planning to produce a million smart dryers. So appliances, they're going to connect appliances to this. Then you have an Idaho-based M2M, the letter M, the number 2, the letter M. Communications won a $2.2 million grant to expand California's Central Valley System, a remote water this system controls water pumps for irrigation. So they're going to measure the instantaneous use of electricity and run down how much water is being used through a conversion, I'm sure. Then there's, 550,000 smart meters are going to be deployed in a Salt River project. The list goes on and on. San Diego, all over. South Mississippi, they're only going to put in 240,000 smart meters. The point is they are going to be everywhere talking, communicating, nonstop, all kinds of chatter. And what we're hearing from the people who are representing us, they're saying they only transmit like a minute a day, really, but there's background chatter that goes on 24/7. Background chatter from meter to tower, and that is my concern, because I don't know how we will be able to get away from this other than being putting ourselves in a suit of armor. Is there a way? I don't know of one.
There are things that you can do. For sure, if you've got one of these things on your house, there is shielding that you can put on the meter outside, and there is shielding that you can put on the wall, on the interior part of the wall, in the vicinity of where the smart meter is located, to effectively shield that radiation from coming into the house. Keep in mind, though, there's really three things going on in terms of electromagnetic exposure. Three things going on with smart meters. You have the so-called smart signal, which is a microwave burst that is occurring, as I say, every 5 seconds, every 10, 15 seconds, depending on the system you have. And that would be shielded by the two mechanisms that I just mentioned, the shield on the outside and the shield on the inside. The second thing that you have going on is that the way the smart meter is designed, it injects what's called dirty electricity or a high-frequency signal into the wiring, which enters the home and then circulates throughout the home on the wiring and then is broadcast from the wiring. So this is not a microwave signal. This is a kilohertz frequency signal, also very biologically active. And this cannot be shielded per se, but it can be filtered out of the system. And third, of course, you've got the normal electricity, which passes through the meter as it's measured and then coming into the house for use. And this is producing an electric and a magnetic field, like it always did when you had the old analog meters. But that if that meter is located, say, near a bedroom, you might have your bed up against that wall. That's an area of high exposure that should be considered as well. So there's actually three potential electromagnetic dangers coming from a smart meter. So if you've got one on your home, if you've got it and it's placed on the garage, let's say, which is a little bit away from the main living area, that's a much better situation than if you've got it mounted right on the bedroom or right on the kitchen wall, where people spending a lot of time, 8 hours a day, maybe more, of course, proximity matters. The closer you are to a flame, the hotter it is, and this is the same way here. The closer you are to the source of the EMF, the more intense the radiation is. So if you haven't, go out and take a look. If you've got a meter on your electric meter on your building that has a digital display, that's as opposed to those little dials that we used to have, then that's a smart meter. And pay attention to where this thing is located. What's immediately on the opposite side of that wall? Is it your living room? Is it your bedroom? Is it your bathroom? Who knows what it will be? Pay attention as well to where the power drop comes in. Is it coming in overhead and then running down the outside of the home to the meter, and then perhaps running down from there into the basement where the circuit breaker panel or fuse box might be located? Or is it taking some other path, coming underground, coming up to the thing, and then going up and over the home? Depending on different parts of the country, some places don't have basements and so on, so they have to do different wiring configurations. So give a little bit of thought to the wiring itself, because the wiring is going to be emitting the electromagnetic fields as well, if not just the meter itself. And to the point, Vincent, that you made just a moment ago, just this morning I got an article across my desk. In Sedona, Arizona, the utility there has to go and replace 40,000 smart meters that have been in position for less than 3 years because they're malfunctioning. So your tax dollars at work to install these ridiculous smart meters already have failed, and now they need to be replaced again. Just not for health reasons, but because the darn things are defective. So it's the amount of poor planning and waste of tax and utility payer money is just astonishing. And you have to wonder what really is behind this deployment to make it so important that they rush these things out before proper testing, before giving a second thought to the health effects, and then start building them into our dryers, to our refrigerators, to our microwave ovens, and so on. Why are the manufacturers, why is the industry, why is the government so keen on doing this? You really have to ask yourself.
A lot of the
answer to that question would be shocking if people were to find out what was being done to their homes, to their lives, to their health, in the name of someone else's interest.
That's a very good point. And one of those very important interests is time-of-use billing. And Honeywell is involved in time-of-use billing. So the plan, as I understand it, as I've done the research, tells me that it's a little hot out, so you might want to turn the air conditioning on. You think the rate's going to be 10 cents per kilowatt hour. It's going to be like 40 cents. And it'll be time of use billing. So get ready for that, class. That is coming your way. Actually, it's in Europe right now. Dr. De Toffel, we talked about the smart meters, but there's also another problem. That's the transformers. And if you look in cities, they have these transformers on power poles. And if you look outside your window, class, if you live on a city street, you might find that there's one of these round cans that is pretty large, typically gray, wires coming out of the top of it, and they're on most power poles. They are step-down transformers to bring the voltage down from the transmission line that runs down up and down the road to a lower voltage to your house. Well, typically they're within 125 feet of your bedroom. That's another problem. When we come back, Dr. De Toffel, can you tell us what device do you recommend from your company, LessEMF.com? What do we start with? What's the first device to determine smart meter electromagnetic radiation? And what other kinds of meters should we consider purchasing from you to get this this knowledge out to those who can stop it?
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class senior instructor, Dr. Emil DeToffel is with us. I'd like to give you his company's phone number, 518-608-6479. 518-608-6479. And that's lessemf.com. LessEMF.com. And on page one of USA Prepares is a post that says the dangers of electromagnetic radiation. It also lists Mario Cafaldi. He'll be on with the second hour about colloidal silver. And the links to these two websites, hour number one and hour number two, are on page one of USA Prepares. Dr. DeToffel, please tell us, what is the first, second, and third meters of choice to protect ourselves?
That's a great question, because without a meter, you can guess about what's going on in your home, but you won't know. You won't be able to choose the right kind of shielding, and you won't be able to install it in the right place. As well, you'll miss various sources. And worse, you may buy shielding for something you don't need. So I would recommend starting with a meter. Get a general-purpose meter. There's lots and lots of meters to choose from, some very specific and sophisticated. But a general-purpose meter is going to be plenty accurate for going around your home and identifying hot spots and then determining what is the source for each hot spot. So
I'm interested from your website. That's what I mean.
The meter that I like to begin with is called the tri-mode meter. T-R-I mode meter. This meter measures three different types of EMF all in one meter. There's no external antennas or probes. It's all self-contained, fits it right in your hand. It's inexpensive, and it's easy to use. You turn it on, and you read a number off of the display, and you get a series of lights. They go from green to yellow to red to indicate the danger level. So it's almost as simple as could be. It measures high-frequency signals, the kind of microwaves that we've been talking about coming off of smart meters, cell phones, and Wi-Fi, that sort of thing. As well, it measures the low-frequency signals. So this is the electric fields and the magnetic fields that we get from electricity. So wherever you have wiring, certainly those transformer cans that Vincent was mentioning a moment ago, the appliances that are plugged in your home, your computer, your washing machine, the lighting, even in your car, of course, where you have an electrical system, you'll be getting those fields. So you can take this. It's very portable, runs on a simple 9-volt battery. You can take it with you. You can check out your children's school. You can check out your workplace. It's very inconspicuous. You can walk around and have it work in a silent mode so that it's very inconspicuous, and you can make your measurements. And, in fact, you can leave it sit and watch the changes over time. You might be sitting there, and the levels might be low, and all of a sudden you'll see a burst, perhaps, when the smart meter activates. So it's a terrific meter. It's called the tri-mode meter. If you're looking for it, go to lessemf.com, do the search by part number, and it's part number 438. You'll find it there. It's $189. There's plenty in stock. Get one and start measuring your home. You'll be shocked. I don't care how long I've been doing this work. Once somebody gets a meter, they almost always call back and say, "You can't believe what I found." And, of course, we can believe it because... But we've heard it over and over and over. People finding stuff in their kitchen. People finding stuff in their bedroom. People finding stuff in their workplace, in their schools, and so on. So once you've determined what you found, then it's important to determine where is it coming from. What is the source? So let's say you're walking around with your meter, and you're finding, oh, I have high levels of magnetic field over here in my hallway. So now you want to start sweeping around with the meter. Check the walls, check the floor, check the items in the room. As you get closer to the source, of course, the radiation level increases. So you can very quickly play that getting warmer, getting colder game as you just simply sweep around with the meter and you identify where it's coming from. So in the case of a magnetic field in the hallway, you may find, it's coming from this wall here, and there seems to be a vertical line of hotspots. And that might indicate that there's a wire in there that's producing the field, as an example.
Yeah, and if you live in an apartment, you might want to walk around the hallway and find out what's going on next to you and check your exterior apartment walls and see if it's coming in that way.
It's very important to determine if it's a source you control or it's coming in from outside. Very important.
Yeah. And this was part two. I think we're not done. We're going to have to do more if your schedule allows. Dr. Emil De Toffel, thank you so much for being with us.
Let's talk about what folks can do once they find it.
Yeah, let's do that next. And we'll post that and let you know when Dr. De Toffel will be back. LessEMF.com.
Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.